9:40 will be the first pitch tonight as the Jays start a three-game series against the San Diego Padres in America's finest city. That's what they call it. I do believe they call it America's finest city. Yariel Rodriguez takes the bump for the Blue Jays. Matt Waldron for the Padres. The Padres, after kind of underachieving for the past couple of years, quietly kind of putting it together this year, which is odd considering all the changes they've made and everything.
Yeah. Chata's been good. Tatis Jr.'s been good.
Yeah.
Their pitching's been solid.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really a good lineup. But like I said the other day, this is why I love interleague ball now. I think it's tremendous. I am looking forward to seeing the Jays in that ballpark. The Pods are 11-10. They're 6-4 in their last 10 games. Their run differential is plus 12. They're 5-6 at home. It's early in the year, but it should be a terrific series. Let's bring in John Schneider. He is the manager of the Toronto Blue Jays. John, thanks. Look at that. Look at the background there. Blue sky in San Diego.
A little under the weather. I apologize for that.
That's okay. That's okay. Shai told us it's cold there today, that I believe it got down to 15, or it's at 15 Celsius.
Yeah. Yeah. It's beautiful here every day.
Matt Waldron, how much of a, I'm not going to say concern, but the fact that the dude throws a knuckleballer, and I think until he threw a knuckleballer last year, we hadn't seen anybody throw it in the majors in like 2 years. How do you approach this game if you're a hitter?
Yeah, I mean, it's a little different, obviously, with that pitch. But I think you have to approach it the same way we've been approaching everyone the last couple games, especially at home. It's all about getting a good pitch, getting in the zone, and trying to put a good swing on it. So no matter what the pitch is, it's about getting it in the zone and trying to do some damage. I hate using that word, sorry, damage, but trying to put a good swing on it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really no different than anyone else.
John, have you liked the way your lineup 1-9 is looking? You know, obviously Dalton Varsho, we'll talk about him a little bit later, but just as a whole 1-9, you know, not everybody's the same. Do you like the way, you know, their bats are going? You know, they compete. I think that's the one thing you can take away from every single one of their at-bats is they're not an easy out here lately. Do you like what you're seeing so far?
Yeah, I do. You know, I mean, we've been saying it since spring training to where, you know, it's going to be a collective approach, but everyone's going to be a little bit different in how they go about it. And I think that right now, you know, we're not only seeing a lot of pitches, we're getting the big hits. And I like the way it's kind of rolling out right now from 1-9. Everyone's kind of doing their part and not trying to do too much. So hopefully we can kind of continue to, you know, roll that out on this road trip.
Yeah, John, they don't hit a bunch of home runs, as you well know. Is that a worry for you as a manager? Do you have to try and manage different? I know in the last 7 games you're stealing more bases. You're fourth in baseball and stolen bases with 6. Like, you can tell you're making an effort just because – you know, sometimes, especially at home, maybe the ball's not carrying. Maybe certain guys are just not, you know, squaring up baseballs. I think you're 22nd in total bases. You're 22nd in at-bats between homers at 38. Like, that's a pretty big number. Is that a worry for you guys? Do you think it's just early and guys are going to get better at that? And the guys that are supposed to hit homers will start hitting them.
Yeah, it's not a worry. But, you know, I don't – by any stretch of the imagination right now, it's – you hate saying it's early, you know, you got some games underneath you, you know, under your belt, but I think that the guys that are going to hit homers are going to hit homers. Now, are we going to, you know, break any league records in home runs? No, I don't think so, not at this rate, but I think guys that are going to hit homers are going to hit their homers. So it's not concerning, you know what I mean? I think guys understand how we're built to win games. And but at the same time, we still want guys to be dangerous. We still want guys to, you know, understand where there's times to try to, you know, hit the ball with authority. There's times to try to move a guy over. But no, we're not worried about it. Guys that are going to hit them, they're going to hit them. And again, whether it's at, at home or on the road. I don't really think it has that much of a difference.
John, for a manager, when your team's not hitting homers, especially the first four guys, and the expectations for those first four guys are to hit quite a few home runs, when they're not, is it hard for you to stay out of it? And what I mean by that is, you know, Vladdy with runners in scoring position is not real good. He's getting a lot of chances because of what the bottom order's doing and what the first guy's doing. They're getting on base. They're giving him chances and at-bats with runners in scoring position. He hasn't been real good at that. But Justin Turner has. Right? Is it very hard this time of the season? Because I hate saying the word early. Like, they're professionals. They understand what they are supposed to do and, you know, what they should be doing this time of the year. But is it hard for you as a manager to stay out of that and go, they are what they are in the positions they're hitting in, and that we'll take off and we're going to go as far as they take us?
Yeah, we're talking about, you know, when you look at the top four of our lineup, you're talking about George, you know, Vlad, Bo, and JT. You're talking about really good hitters. Yeah. So I think, you know, it's a matter of time. You know, if we can get Vlad or JT or Bo up with runners on base multiple times a game, odds are we're gonna do pretty good. So I think it's just a matter of time, really, before they all kind of start clicking. And you know, it, like you said, it is early. It is early. Mm. I don't like that either, but I mean, it's. We're talking about really good hitters, man. And, you know, it's just a matter of time before they start getting those hits.
Yeah.
John.
They've gotten them, but I mean consistently.
Absolutely.
Right. Have you heard anything on Chad Green? Will there be any further examination needed? And what are the possibilities that we may see another, you know, we may see another pitcher with the team in San Diego just in case?
He was better yesterday throwing at the field. And, you know, we'll see how he is today. There's no plans for any other, you know, testing or anything like that right now. You know, so we'll see how he kind of is after he gets to the ballpark and plays catch and kind of go from there. But no one else is scheduled to meet us, you know, hoping for the, you know, best news out of Chad today, and he's ready to roll.
Yeah, before we start moving on with the pitching, I want to sort of clean up the hitting. And there is a guy that's raking, like Dalton Varsho looks like. I think his pace is really good, John. Like, just it doesn't look robotic. I don't know about what you're seeing, but I used to be one of those robotic guys. You work so hard off the field, you're trying to make sure it translates on the field, and you just want to make sure that every part is where it was when I was off the field and the ball was ending up where, you know, you ultimately want it to end up. What are you seeing from him? What do you like from him? And any chance, because of the way he's hitting, you might move him into that five spot again and sort of let him help out when it comes to runners in scoring position and those kind of things?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I mean, Var, you kind of hit the nail on the head, Kev. I mean, he's moving very efficiently. He's giving himself time to do some really good things with his swing. Something he's been working on for a long time, off-season, spring training now. You know, him and G and Donnie in particular have been really working on that. And like you said, it's not robotic. He's moving very well. This is kind of what Dalton can do. And I think that, you know, we understand that. And, you know, it's really starting to show. He hits the ball extremely hard. And he had a really good homestand. You know, he had a good handful of games. And people kind of forget that he had a really good spring training, too, doing this. And then you get off to a slow start in 15 at-bats, and everyone says, what happened? But this is kind of what Varsha's been doing. And thrilled that he's getting the results right now. So the second part of your question, yeah, he's hitting fifth tonight.
Nice. Glad I asked.
Do we have what are the plans for Yariel tonight? Will they be any different than than his first start?
I don't think so. It'll be roughly the same. We're going to try to continue to build him up, but without getting him into, you know, 100 pitches, that kind of thing. So when you talk about pitch count, yeah, it'll be a little bit more. But we'll just see how he is. We'll see how he's going. You know, what his stuff is doing and how he's responding to this lineup. It's a good lineup here, and kind of react accordingly. But the fact that he has a few more pitches to work with in terms of pitch counts tonight is a good thing.
Yeah, John, I ask around about him, you know, with Petey and stuff about the arm angles and those kind of things. And you look at what he did there, the 3 2/3 inning, the 68 pitches. I'm assuming that, you know, if you're wanting to dig into anything, I know he threw strike one 69% of the time. That's really good. League average is right around 61%. So if you're doing anything above that with the stuff that he has, with the multitude of pitches that he has. But is there anything that's sort of refining start to start, right? If he's got 70 pitches, you'd love to see that 70 pitches go further than 3 2/3. Is there anything that right. one specific thing that you're looking for, whether it's the timing of that slow little leg kick or the arm angles or maybe where the catcher sets up? Is there sort of any one little thing that you may see or like to see further which would make him better?
Yeah, I mean, good question. It's not one specific thing, you know. He's got great stuff. I think right now we're still in the process of him figuring out what his stuff does, you know, in relation to one another, you know, his pitches, you know. So I think it's just about kind of how he deploys them. You know, you hate, you know, saying it like that, but I mean, he's got good stuff. It's not anything really. It's just about how can I maybe, you know, mix these pitches together a little bit more efficiently and get a little bit deeper into games. That's kind of what we're talking to him about. But it has nothing to do with stuff or action on the stuff. You know, we're really excited about what he has and what he can do. So just trying to really stay on the attack and try to get it done a little bit quicker.
John, with Jordan Romano, is there anything you'd like to see from him or hear from him that would give you confidence in him that would allow you to use him back-to-back days?
Yeah, I think just where we are now in relation to where he was, you know, just a few days ago. You know, I think that this was kind of part of the plan with him and with Swanee, to where you get him into a game against New York off day and then kind of have him ready to roll. But in talking to Jordan and talking to Eric, you know, they're ready for it. Would have loved if they were one of them was available or one more was available on Wednesday at home. But they're ready for it, and they knew this is part of the process. So don't need to hear anything else from them.
Last question before he lets you run. Alek Manoah is going to start a Triple-A. What are the expectations for him? And, John, if it goes according to Hoyle, what would be the next step for Alek?
Yeah, I mean, expectations for him are just go, you know, we want him to be effective and efficient, you know, and that sounds very broad, but that's exactly what we told him before he left. And he knows what that looks like. We know what that looks like. You know, it's just we want to see 80 pitches in the sixth inning as opposed to the fourth or fifth. You know, we want to see his stuff in the zone and attacking hitters. So that's kind of what his stuff is back. His stuff is there, you know, and I think him using it appropriately is the next step, and that leads to the efficiency. And then after, you know, this one, it's kind of wait and see, you know, wait and see where we are, wait and see where he is. Performance is part of it right now for Alek. He knows that, and kind of make another decision in a few days, you know? So that's kind of it. It's very open-ended and excited to see what he does tonight.
John, last one, honestly, before we let you go, with Eric Swanson, you mentioned Eric Swanson and sometimes I think people, because he's not a super hard thrower, really don't know what you're looking for as a fan or say as an ex-catcher like you are, or his manager or his pitching coach. Sort of, I think the question is, how do you know when he's good? And how will you know sort of, you know, that inning to use him in when, you know, there's some unpredictability there? I think is there a certain thing that will tell you that he has got his great stuff and you can throw him no matter where you're at in an order?
Yeah. Well, you know, for one, you know, we, in a perfect world, he's not pitching the ninth inning on Wednesday, be Yimmy or it'd be Chad or Jordy if they were available. But I think when he's good and it's hard, he, you know, it's, you see the velo, it's 93, 94, hides the ball really well. It's coming from a really weird angle with Swanee, and you put that heater with a split that's basically in the zone. It's really, really tough to adjust as a hitter. So different than Gausman's split, you know, Gauss is more of a chase, you know, but I think with Swanee, he's throwing it in the zone, and it's tough to adjust when that thing is going this way and his heater is going that way. And it's just, you know, very, very deceptive. So that's when we know he's good. You know, his track record speaks for itself. His trust level is way high for me, for Pete, for us. So it's, you know, it's about putting him in the right spots. And, you know, we're confident he's going to get the job done.
Nice.
Is that a battleship behind you?
It is. Kind of cool, right?
It is.
Yeah, it is.
That's awesome.
I was noticing it over your, yeah, well, there you go.
There you go.
A
cruise ship, battleship.
There you go.
Well, there's the ship. Beautiful.
because the ship is beside you.
John, we appreciate your time. Thanks so much for this, man. Be well and rest the voice.
Yeah, good luck. Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, sorry about the voice. Thank you, guys. Good catching up. Talk to you soon.
Yeah, absolutely. Travel safely.